You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
From the bravery of the greatest generation to the innovators and entrepreneurs of today, this is our story. This is our America. This is the America we know because we built it.
One of the more captivating speeches at the Republican National Convention last summer. That is the voice of Mia Love. Mia Love, still in her 30s, the mayor of Saratoga Springs, Utah. She was the Republican Party nominee for Congress in the 4th District in Utah, almost made it in her first run for federal office. Both of Mia Love's parents immigrated here from Haiti back in the early 1970s. She herself has a degree in the performing arts from University of Hartford, had a chance to play Broadway, turned it down because she was about to get married, and she is now the mother of three. Mia Love, it is so great to hear your voice here on KVI Talk Radio 570 KVI, and it's going to be great hearing your voice here in Bellevue on Saturday night. How are you doing, Mia?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. And what brings you here?
Well, I was asked to speak, and I'm doing what I can to get the message out, to get as many people involved as possible. So I'm really excited to get out and get as many conservatives rallied together as I possibly can.
Now, this is, of course, the Lincoln Day Dinner, the King County Republican Party. And encourage anyone, if there's still room, because tickets were going very fast, you're quite a draw, Mia. KCGOP.org. You want to go online and see if tickets are still available there. It's KCGOP.org. I will be the MC, so you and I will be spending some time together.
Great.
Rob McKenna is going to be there. So is Congressman Dave Reichert. And so it's just going to be a great evening on Saturday night.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm like I said,
the
I'm really Hyatt excited
Regency.
I pick very carefully because I only have limited amount of time, so I pick very carefully, and this was a great opportunity, and I'm really excited to be out there.
Okay, so I want to ask you about one issue in particular and then one general topic.
Okay.
The first is the issue that's going back and forth among Republicans right now, where there's a clear division in the House, immigration.
Mm-hmm.
How would you change current immigration policy?
This is one of those things that unless we start getting back to basics, we are never, ever going to find any solutions to this problem. We do have to think about immigration. We have to think about how our policies right now incentivize and reward bad behavior and punish good behavior. In other words, it is easier to be here illegally than it is to be here legally. I think that there are certain things that we have to do, three basic things. One, we have to secure the borders, not just from illegal immigration. I mean, it's for our safety, drugs, weapons, terrorism, you name it. We have got to make sure that we're protecting American lives. The other thing we have to do is we have to get a handle on tracking who's actually coming in and who's leaving. We estimate about 60% of the people that are here illegally are here,
overstayed their visas.
It's about 60%. But no one really knows what that number is. The other thing that we have to do is we do have to create a uniform rule of naturalization. That means a way in, a legal way in. There are people that have been educated here, that want to stay here, and yet we're shipping them off. There are people that can contribute. I mean, we're a big melting pot. My parents are immigrants. They were able to come here legally. And I think that we're doing ourselves a disservice.
You know, I've noticed that the people who most resent illegal immigrants in terms of or the call for illegal immigrants to be legalized are legal immigrants, first-generation legal immigrants who play by the rules.
Right. My parents talk to me about it all the time. They say, Mia, you've got to get out and talk about immigration. we would have never been able to give you the life that you have, and you would never have been able to serve in your community and be a voice for conservative values if we did not come to this country. And so you've got to talk about immigration and how legal immigration will work. But like I said, this country incentivizes and rewards bad behavior and punishes good behavior.
My guess is Mia Love. Mia Love is going to be the keynote speaker at Saturday evening's King County Lincoln Day dinner. It'll be at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency. Let me take this a step further. There are about 11 million or so illegal immigrants currently residing here. Should we, A, leave them alone, B, legalize their presence and allow them a pathway to citizenship, or B or C, do something else?
Well, like I said, you can't. People are always asking me, "What do we do with the people that are here?"
Mm-hmm.
We have to figure out. It's like the question that they ask: "What are we going to do about what kind of programs are we going to cut?" And I keep saying, "We have to have a budget first." It's like going back and saying the same thing. We're trying to get to point Z when we haven't done A, B, or C yet. Let's figure out what our immigration policy is first. Then we'll have more options of figuring out what to do with people that are here today. And they're all in different situations. I mean, there are some that have come over legally and have overstayed their visas. There are some that have come over illegally. There are some that have had some sort of working program and they want to stay, yet the line that they're in is, you know, will take another 15, 20 years. And so they're at risk of leaving and can't figure out what to do in order to stay and continue the life that they have. So everyone that is in this country, they're all different situations. And until we fix the first parts of our policy and figure out what our policy is, we shouldn't get into the conversation of what to do. It's almost like I always use the analogy of a boat. There's a hole in a boat, and we're trying to figure out how to bail out the water, yet we haven't fixed the hole in the boat.
There you go. Okay. Mia, let me ask you about this 100-page report just released by the Republican National Committee. It's called the autopsy about, you know, what went wrong in 2012, why the Republicans didn't win. Why do you think Republicans didn't win? Why did you not win? You came close.
Yeah, we came very close. I mean, in my race is a little different than what's happening nationally. I was up against a 12-year incumbent whose father was a prominent governor, really just beloved, and it's a big name to get over. And if you think about 768, we could have picked up those votes somewhere, anywhere. One major thing or many little things could have made the difference. But I think nationally, we talk about our numbers, and our numbers back up our facts. We know that conservative values really makes more Americans prosperous. We know that the free markets have taken more people out of poverty than any other economic system in the world, in the history of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when we talk about our numbers, we think that that's going to get to people. But I honestly believe that people will make the decision with their hearts before they make it with their heads. In other words, this president was elected based on what he says, not actually what he does. And whether people believe he can fix the problems or not, they actually think he wants to fix their problems. And so we have got to start talking to people's hearts. We've got to start making moral cases. We've got to start talking about telling stories so that people can see themselves in those stories.
You know, thank you for saying that, because one of the things that Ronald Reagan was always fond of doing was telling stories, anecdotes, because he knew people would relate to those things better than to data, than statistics.
Right.
And, you know, way back in the day, somebody else realized that telling stories, then called parables, had much more resonance with audiences than just giving them dry statistics.
Right. And, you know, and I want to be very clear here. I'm not interested in making life easier for the short term. I'm interested in making life better for generations. And that's what conservative values do, and they do it through, it does it through opportunities and jobs and the hope for a better future than the ones that our children will inherit if we continue to go in this direction. So we talk about, you know, you've got the liberals that really say, you know, we're going to make your life easier. But our values will make people's lives better, not just, you know, in their immediate future, but for generations. My parents didn't come to this country for an easier life. They came. They left a family that they know and love to come for opportunities, for a better life, for the future. They wanted their children to grow up and not have to conform to what society tells them to conform to. And I want to make this very clear. The more dependent we become on federal government, the less options we have. The less options, the less opportunity we'll have to be who we want to be and do what we want to do.
My guest is Mia Love. Mia Love captivated the audience at the 2012 Republican National Convention. She will do the same when she speaks at the King County Republican Party Lincoln Day Dinner on Saturday evening at the Hyatt Regency. I'm going to be there as well. A lot of prominent friends of yours are going to be there. If tickets are still available, you can go to the King County website. That's kcgop.org. Again, that's kcgop.org. Mia, let me ask you this. As an African-American Republican, you are probably appalled at the paucity of support that the Republicans got in 2012. The percent of the African American vote, about 6%. The Hispanic vote, in the low 30s. The Asian vote, just 31%. How do Republicans change those numbers?
Well, they have to start. It's what I was telling you before. I mean, it really is appalling when you think about Black American males' unemployment rate is 14% and more. I mean, it's really high. And you think about people who have continued to lose their jobs, people who aren't able to get back on their feet, and it is really appalling. I mean, you've got a president that says we're going to fix immigration. And uses it just for the vote, but does nothing. Says we're going to fix the budget, and we're going to fix our financial crisis, and here we are waiting for a budget from the President of the United States. I think that we're going to have to start saying, what are we paying these people for? What are we paying them $400,000 a year?
Well, there are those who are saying, you know, the Republicans have got to see where the country's moving demographically, and they need to get a larger share of the minority vote. And then there are those who say, you know what, the reason Republicans lost in 2012 is a lot of conservatives stayed home.
Right. In my race, a lot of conservatives stayed home. It's true. In my race, we didn't get as many people. We thought that we would get more people out. One thing that I've learned is that people do not get out and go out and vote unless you actually get them out to vote. You can't assume that people are going to get out and vote. The other thing also is that, like I said, you know, they don't, minorities and the, I know the Black American votes, the Hispanic American votes, they honestly believe that this president wants to do something about their lives and about what the situation in their lives, and that's not true. I mean, the president is very capable of getting things passed when he really wants them to pass. I mean, if you look at Obamacare and the effort that he put into Obamacare. He's not putting any effort into making
but
this
they,
country
But they think he's on their side anyway.
They think he's on
right.
their side anyway. So it's not a principle problem.
Okay.
It's a messaging problem.
I really, and I'm looking forward to hearing your message and more of your remedy for how the Republicans get back on track and start winning again, Mia. And it's great to spend a few minutes with you here on KVI this morning.
Thank you.
Mia Love, again, is going to be speaking at the King County Republican Dinner on Saturday. For more information, go to kcgop.org. Mia, I'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you so much. I'm not interested in making life easier for the short term. I'm interested in making life better for generations.
YKVI? Perspective, passion, principles. Where you get your news and views matters. Thanks for choosing America's original conservative talk station. Talk Radio 570, KVI.